Hello all and welcome to the podcast Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya T and it's a pleasure to have you here today. I want to continue another advice of Stephen King and one that is often taken as a prerequisite for people in the creative industry. This is joked about so often that sometimes it's believed that this is the prerequisite or this is a must-have to be in the creative process. However, I want to not only just prove it to you but also remove this myth, because this is all that is a myth. So without any further ado, let's get started. One thing that a lot of people say is that a lot of creative people take drugs. They write in a sense of high, and that is how they get their creative energies from. Let me tell you something, this is wrong. Drugs do not magically give you creative abilities. See, you need to understand how drugs work. I am not a doctor or a medical professional to explain that to you, but here's my two cents. In all the years that I've been writing, it will be 7 in a few months. One thing I realize is that creative process has a very methodological structure. See, that is the entire idea behind this podcast even existing in the first place. There are rules as to how certain things work. There are ways in which you can get yourself to get that work done. See, it's a lot of people enjoy taking drugs, enjoy drinking, and they enjoy smoking. And I'm not trying to dissuade you from doing that. All I'm saying is, consider the legal aspects of things and also consider the health aspects of things. Because we need you as a writer, we need you in your sanity to make the best use of your energies to tell the story that you have. See, I'll tell you a little bit of my story and maybe that will help you relate to what I'm trying to say. When I was a kid, I read a lot. My dad is also a very avid reader, and there were a lot of books in the house. And I just picked it up. My dad introduced me to libraries, and we had a deal about me getting a bunch of books, my dad getting a bunch of books. And I used to always enjoy the books I read. I used to get the book on a Sunday, read it by night and just wait for the next Sunday so that I can get back to the library and read more books. However, that's not how always things worked when it came to writing. Because when I tried writing, it did not work. I couldn't make a plot, I couldn't make a character, and I didn't have any idea what they were called. I was not even 10 years old by then. But again, being 10 years old, I didn't care much. When I started becoming a little older, somewhere around my 15 years of age, one thing I realized is I did want to be a little bit creative in the things that I wanted to do. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to figure out what that meant. See, there was a small assignment where we had to come up with a new game for a college fest, and I was brainstorming, but I was coming up with nothing. And this made me wonder, am I even creative? Then I watched Doctor Who, and one of my friends said, you should write a story. And somehow I started writing that one, very similar to Doctor Who and Harry Potter. It's sort of a combination of the both. And although eventually I had to scrap that project because of its very weird similarity to Harry Potter, one thing I realized is I can actually write. I started my blog in 2015 and I never looked back since. See, there are moments where I don't know what to write. There are moments where I'm stuck. See, I'm not going to pretend that I don't get stuck when I write. See, in the last few days, I've been breaking my head because the story I'm writing currently, I am unable to figure out what comes next. I am making up scenarios and they are not fitting in as they should be. The expectation is going down. It's just all confusing to me and I don't know why. I am also stuck a lot of times. And this happens not only to me but every writer. We get stuck. Not because we don't know how to do it, but just sometimes we don't know how to process that scene. We are just looking at things in the same angle and we need a different perspective. See, the reason I'm saying this is I am away from drugs entirely. I do not do drugs, and there are moments when I thought maybe this is something I should do. To be a creative person, I need to justify my creations to a feeling of being high. This is one particular concept album by a band called Between the Buried and Me. And the name of the album is Automata. It's split into two albums, Automata 1 and Automata 2. And the essential idea of the entire album is a view of a world where a person's dreams are broadcasted by a company called Voice of Trespass as entertainment to the entire world. And I heard this, I was just shook. How do you come up with a concept so intriguing and so amazing like this? And a lot of people said it is because of drugs. And I thought this was a prerequisite for me to create something of that sort. And I thought maybe I won't be able to create something magnificent without partaking in various drugs. But unfortunately, that is not the case. See, I am someone who has gone through a certain set of experiences. I cannot write about experiences that are not mine. When I am writing them, I have to be completely perfect. I have to have every bit of data and have it checked multiple times so that I ensure genuinity in those experiences. But the things that I have gone through, I have really good experience and really good view of how those things worked. And this is what I wanted to say. See, you have a story to tell. That is why you picked up writing in the first place. You don't need a substance to get it out of you. You just need a process. See, that's essentially what I'm trying to build for you. Or what I'm trying to help you build it for yourself. You need a system which allows you to make better use of your time in doing activities other than writing. So that you can focus a lot of your energy on writing. See, remember when we talked about system, this is the most important thing we talk about. You need to ensure that whatever you do, your entire system helps you put into that mood of being a writer, just like that. If your system is not helping you do that, then that system isn't working for you and you need to make changes to it. Because we can't afford to lose a lot of time on picking the right font, picking the right kind of word processing tool, picking the right kind of environment, picking the right kind of clothes to wear or the chair to use. Those are trivial things because story matters a lot. But those become important because they help you channel that story effectively and efficiently. And that's the entire process and entire goal of this podcast. You don't need drugs to be a writer, but you need a system to be one. And I hope you've taken the lessons from various episodes and are in the process of building a system. Before we conclude the episode, I want to talk about my new book, T-5 Years. It's a web novel that's being published on Wattpad and other platforms. T-5 Years follows the story of Vikram, who lands 5 years in the past in 2015 with little of his memory. He is supposed to change the past and eventually and subsequently the future, but he does not know exactly what it is. Over the time, with few of his memories coming back to him, he has to figure out what he exactly has to change and ensure that he changes it. Will he be successful in his journey? Stay tuned to find out. The link to this story is present in the description, or you can search T-5 years on Wattpad. I hope you like it. It's a very exciting story for me and it's been an amazing journey so far. I hope you like reading it as much as I loved writing it. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.